Protests in several US cities have sprung up for and against abortion rights. That's after leaked documents suggested the Supreme Court could vote to reverse the landmark Roe v. Wade law. President Biden urged Congress to pass legislation protecting the right. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired what is thought to be a ballistic missile. The projectile is said to have been fired from Sunan Airport in the North's capital region. It's the 14th missile launch this year. Robert Bride has more from Seoul about the timing of North Korea's launches.
It comes at a very interesting time here in South Korea because we have the handover between administrations. These are the last days of the Liberal president Moon Jae-in, who has been pursuing throughout his presidency dialogue with North Korea. And from next Monday, with his inauguration, we have Yoon Suk-yeol comes in, who is a conservative and is vowing to take a much tougher line with North Korea. So this clearly sends a message to the new administration.
Dozens of civilians evacuated from the besieged city of Mariupol have reached the safety of a town controlled by Ukraine. The group of women, children and elderly survived Russian attacks for 2 months inside the Azovstal steel plant. Well, Mariupol's mayor says more than 200 civilians remain trapped inside the plant. Moscow resumed shelling of the factory soon after Sunday's evacuation, saying it's attacking Ukrainian fighters there. Thousands of people have rallied in Armenia's capital, Yerevan. They accused the Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan, of abandoning the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh border region. They say Pashinyan plans to give up the territory to Azerbaijan. The two countries went to war over the region in 2020, which ended with a Russian-brokered agreement. Fighting among rival gangs in Haiti's capital has entered a second week. The ongoing violence in Port-au-Prince has forced hundreds of families to flee their homes. At least 20 people were killed last week. The family of a jailed man who was the hero of the Hollywood film Hotel Rwanda say they're worried for his life. Paul Rusesabagina's relatives are suing the Rwandan government for $400 million. They say special agents lured him from his Texas home before imprisoning him in Kigali. The Rwandan government denies the claims. He's serving a 25-year term for terrorism.